something for the weekend. It is Saturday. It's Trina Mara and I'm delighted to have Rodrigo Ternovoy back on the line. And the last time we spoke, it was in the middle of the big Fair City storyline. Of course, he played Cristiano and it was the storyline where Will was in court for battering you. And of course, he died and everything. But we've got some news, some very sad news, don't we, Rodrigo?
Yeah, that's true. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to be here talking to you.
So what's happening?
Yes. So unfortunately for the fans, for the audience, I've decided to leave the show after 5 years. So that's the latest news. A lot of people, you know, were not happy, but I think it feels to me that it was, you know, the right time. I think Cristiano was looking for, you know, the love of his life for so long, and now he found it. So I think it's a good move, you know, for me to leave the show and give the end that Cristiano deserved.
I didn't see this one coming at all, because really the guy that he's met, he hasn't, you know, been with them for too long, and yet he's taking a risk, isn't he?
It's true, yeah. They don't know each other for, you know, for a long time. It is a character, you know, it is fictitious, but I think throughout the years, 5 years in total, I think the audience could really, you know, they really fall in love with Cristiano. They really want him to do well. So that's all I can hope, really. Whatever he is right now, hopefully Brussels, and he's happy. That's all I can hope for.
Oh, he's such a cute character. I would imagine that when you were going around, going about your business day to day, going to the supermarket, doing normal things, people would always recognize you as Cristiano from Fair City.
Oh, yes.
The lines can be blurred between real life and what you're acting, the soap that you're acting in.
It's true. And it's funny because, like, sometimes I'm walking on the street and I just hear someone shouting Cristiano, and then I know it's me. So obviously I look around and just wave, whatever. I love when I'm, you know, shopping or something, and then an old lady come up to me and she just start talking to me as I am Cristiano.
Yeah.
And I never go like, oh, that's not me, actually, I'm Rodrigo, whatever. I just go along, because I think it's you know, for them it is reality. So you know, I just go along with it. I think it's cute. I don't mind at all.
Aww. And I'd say you're going to miss a lot of your pals then that you worked with on Fair City. Who were you very friendly with on the soap?
Yeah, no, it's really hard because I'm a very sociable person. So I'm friends with everyone, like, since the people from the office, cameraman, camera ladies, and wardrobe, makeup. They would kill me if I say a name or two, because I do get on well with it, so many of them. Obviously, cast-wise, I've been very close to Amy, who plays Moraid, John Cronin, who plays, you know, Will, and obviously Mac, who plays Damien, because they are the core for the last few years. It was really like the four of us, and Phoebe as well, who is played by Claire. All of those are probably the closest friends, because we just work day in, day out together. But yeah, I'm friends with everyone, and I can see myself popping in to RT for a coffee every now and then, just to say hi to everyone.
Oh, yeah, into the canner, as they call it, into the canteen.
Exactly.
There. Yeah, and tell me this much. I'm just trying to think back to when you first started in Fair City all those years ago. Can you bring us back to when you first came in and what the storyline was?
Yeah, so Cristiano arrived in Carrickstown in 2016. He arrived in town really looking for his brother Jake. Back on the day, I don't know if you remember the character.
Yes, yes.
He was played by Jose Miguel. We did a few years together, and then he left the show. But so he arrived in Carrickstown because his brother was telling him, everything is fine, you don't have to worry about me. And at that stage, Cristiano was in London because his partner had died of cancer in Chile. So he just wanted to know to start fresh again. So he went to London. He was a maitre d', and then he arrived in Carrickstown looking for his brother, found his brother, found out that Jake was lying to him, because actually nothing was going well for Jake. And that's when Cristiano decided to stay in Carrickstown and help his brother open the business pretty much together, even though Cristiano was really the boss, but Jake was the hands-on man. So yeah, that's how everything started. And then from there, he got very friendly with them. Carrie-Anne. He was all over Carrickstown. Like, he kind of befriended everyone in Carrickstown. So you could see him popping up in different storylines in the background sometimes, at the front as well. So that's how everything started over 5 years ago now.
And did you know back then that you would be a character in the show for so long, or did you have no idea?
No, I had no idea, because the audition was for a different part altogether. They offered the part of Cristiano. So technically, because they saw me before and I had a very good chat, as you know, I talk a lot. They probably could see that a Christian would be a good character for myself. And then when they offered the part, they said it was going to be a regular on the show. But to be honest, like, I didn't even know what a regular meant. I was like, is it like regular as in once a month, you know, once every 6 months, once a week? I really didn't know. But I wasn't sure if it was going to be 3 weeks, if it was going to be 3 months. And it turned out to be 5 years.
5 years. And isn't it funny to think that you were telling me before how, you know, when you came to Ireland, it was really kind of to learn English. And now look at you can't stop talking English.
I know, I can't stop. Yeah, you see, like I do have the accent, but I certainly can communicate a lot.
It's the only way, isn't it, to immerse yourself, to actually go to the country to learn the language.
It's true, yeah. I don't think there's any other way of learning the language, is there? Like, you could spend like years and years learning a second language or third or whatever, but then only when you really leave your day-to-day through that language, I think that's when you learn it.
Yeah,
you know?
Because you have to get by. You have to know how to order a taxi or you have no choice. Yeah.
So, and God knows how much I struggled up to now. So, and I still do, because at the end of the day, it is not my language.
Our accents can be hard to get. So tell me this much, what is the plan? I know that you did a couple of movies as well when we were speaking the last time. Do you have a plan, or what are you going to be doing next, you know?
Yeah, that is the biggest question. Everyone, especially in RTE, people are like, what are you doing now? What's this business of leaving the show? And then, you know, you must have something in the pipeline. And to be honest, I don't. What I wanted to do was really to be available. So obviously, I wanted to do justice to the character, to the show, because I'm very grateful. I was there for 5 years and I absolutely love everyone, love the show. And I wouldn't even mind to go back in the future. I just wanted like a good 2 years of a break so I could dedicate time to different stuff, because I would love to do theater, for instance. It is something that I only tapped in a little bit. And I would like to do more. I want to write more as well. I did the movie, the short. I wrote a short last year, and it went through all sorts of, you know, film festivals, and we got loads of awards.
Yeah.
I want to dedicate time for that sort of thing, for me to stretch my acting skills in different directions. And I felt like Cristiano being with me for 5 years, it kind of gave me a lot from that perspective. Soap opera, one type of character. Now I want to do more stuff. And the plan is really just to be available. I managed to get an agent in London just in the middle of the pandemic, and also in Brazil. I also have one in Ireland. So hopefully from all those three different countries, the work will come away.
Yeah.
But to be honest, right now, I just feel like I need the rest. I need a little bit of time off. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here in Spain. So just to chill out a little bit.
To chill out? Are you joking me? You told me that you're doing a fitness boot camp and you're absolutely exhausted.
True, yes.
You're crazy, man.
You caught me on that. No, you're right. I actually... the holidays is really 20 days, but 10 days I'm doing this crazy, and emphasis on the crazy, fitness boot camps. We start literally start in the gym 6 a.m. and we don't finish until like 5 p.m. It's insane. And but you know what? It is something that I really wanted to do. I'm doing it with my husband, so we kind of keep pushing each other. And and the other 10 days we're going to enjoy ourselves.
I'm so tired even thinking about this. So 10 days of fitness, exercise like mad, and then 10 days with a cocktail in your hand.
Exactly. 10 days I lose the weight, and 10 days I put it back. That's the plan.
God, you kind of need that. You know, when you're doing something that's full on like that, you need somebody to kind of make it. If you're at home, you'd never go from 6 in the morning
until
5 at night.
And we just thought, like, you know what, January is the best month to start something like that, because we eat a lot during Christmas and then New Year's. We went to a wedding as well, so we probably put on a lot of weight over a few weeks in December, and now it feels like that was a good thing to do in the month of January. I kind of don't recommend. I really like, I'm loving it, but it's really tough. It's not for everyone, for sure. I'm glad my husband is here, because we can cry on each other's shoulders.
Cry together, exactly. I wouldn't be able for that. And are you in a lot of pain then? I would imagine the second morning or the third morning, you probably had pain everywhere.
They say the first week is the worst. Like at the beginning, I was feeling every single muscle in my body, even though I didn't even know I had those. So, no, and then I was on medicines, like a bit of paracetamol every now and then, because it was painful. You know, you're just waking up your entire body. And then eventually you get better. I think today it's day number 7 for us out of 10. So I'm feeling actually good. I'm tired, obviously, because we're doing a lot. And we're not eating like, you know, we used to eat at home. So we're going to eat less, obviously, in order to lose weight. But I feel like my recovery is becoming much, much faster than a couple of days ago.
Oh, God. Is it rabbit food, or what food do you have?
No, it's actually really good. And funny enough, I'm posting all the food on Instagram, because that's what people always think. Oh, if you go to a boot camp, you're going to eat really badly. And that's the opposite. They feed us so well. We have like a chef inside of the boot camp. She's amazing, Debbie. She's always cooking for us. And it's really, really filling. I'm not hungry at all, actually.
I wonder, could I send a Chinese takeaway or fish and chips via delivery to Spain for you?
If you do, I'm going to be very grateful. I'd love a Chinese takeaway right now.
Oh, God. You won't Don't get one for me. At least a couple of weeks till you get home. It's so funny the way we True. Do this and then we undo all the work. Well, won't you keep in touch and let me know what you're up to next? Because it's been lovely having indeed. You on the show. And we're really, Thank really going to so miss much. Your character in Fair City. Oh, Cristiano, he's so cute.
Yeah,
I'm going to miss him so much. When do you finish up or are you done?
Yes, I'm done. Yeah,
so done.
On the show, I'm done. Like, to be really honest, yeah, no, not really. I'm not quite finished because we already shot two tiny scenes that will be on screen in the next week or mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm. But like my last scene on set, because those scenes were shot like in studio, like it wasn't in RT. Yeah. But on set was really yesterday evening. So
okay,
last night's episode is the one that Christian says goodbye, and yeah. then he reappears again over Zoom, but okay. briefly, just for one or two tiny
yeah,
scenes.
Yeah, yeah. But he hasn't been killed off, so you might be back.
Exactly.
You never know. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, it's really good. It's a very good way to leave the show as well, because not only is a good, you know, happy ending for Cristiano, but also the door is open. You know, maybe in the future I can always come back. I think, you know, I would never say never because I love the show. I didn't leave for any other reason apart from wanting to challenge myself and be free to other stuff. Maybe go spend some time in the UK. That's where my husband works at the moment. So okay. maybe go over there a little bit more.
Yeah.
Visit Brazil more often as well. Been
That's
2 years
funny.
Now.
So you came to Ireland. You met an Irish man. You married an Irish man, but he's now in the UK.
Yes. So. I know. Yeah, we are all over the place. You know, like the Brazilian guy in Dublin, married to an Irish guy who works in the UK. Yeah,
brilliant.
And he's spending holidays in Spain.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Well, listen. Thanks so much for taking our call again, Rodrigo. Enjoy the rest of your boot camp.
Thank you.
I hope you make it through and you get your Chinese takeaway at the end of it all.
I will. That's all I can hope for.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Oh, thank you. You're lovely. Thank
Talk
you so much.
Bye. Bye. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.